Saturday in December, and it's a special time of year, so we'll look for you there. Clark and I will be in a couple of Walmarts. More details on that to come. But right now we're in the studio with John Makarowicz. I used to never be able to say your name. Now I just blurted out like I'm a PA announcer at the ball game.
You nailed it. I guess third time's the charm.
Yep. Have to find somebody else with a tougher name. Welcome to the Home Fix It Show, John.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be here.
For those who do not remember John, he actually owns Mark Spain Real Estate. He is Mark Spain. It's just a different name he goes by when he's on the radio, so nobody will, you know. Mark's okay with that.
Well, you just kind of gave up the whole gimmick, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I got a few more secrets about you on my sleeve, but I can't just blurt those out right now.
Yeah, dole them out slowly.
I've always had you on in the spring, and when I thought when the selling season was hot, and I've never had you on the radio in November, December, when I would imagine that the home selling season is slow because people are, you know, the holidays. Is this a good time? And I don't want your yes, it is a great time. Call me in the office this afternoon. Answer is legitimately. Is this a good time for me to put my house up for sale?
Yeah. So, you know, it depends. I think the short answer is yes. And, you know, if you look at the Atlanta market as a whole and break it down by quarter, the first quarter is actually when we see a noticeable dip in activity. And across the board, about 16% of the transactions take place in that first quarter. So in the second, third, and fourth quarter, they're a lot more balanced than maybe people might think. And so what I tell a seller that would reach out to us today and ask, it's the question of when do they plan on moving or when would they like to be in their new home or, you know, maybe their job relocation. So what I wouldn't do is wait till January or February. I'd go ahead and get the home listed today. You know, a lot of real estate agents today are using technology. For example, at Mark Spain Real Estate, we have a great app where you can block out days and times for showing. So if family was in town for the holidays, you can kind of work around that very easily. But, you know, homes look great made up for the holidays. We see a lot of folks needing to move this time of year for job transfers or for other reasons. Say, for example, you plan to move and you don't want to, you know, get the kids in the new school kind of at the start
of
a new semester. That's right.
If you get a new job somewhere in Boise, Idaho, and it starts the first of the year, you've got to be there the first of the year. So I would see, yeah, I can
that's right.
Get my house up for sale now.
Or even just a local move that maybe just they weren't able to find that perfect home during the summer. School started, but now there's this window in December where they can maybe make that transition. So at Mark Spain Real Estate, December is actually one of our, usually our second or third best closing months. So contrary to what a lot of people might think. So it just goes back to what's your goal. So if you said to me, I want to sell my home in the summer or springtime, you know, probably a little bit premature to get on the market. And it also depends on price range. You know, the luxury market in Atlanta, and like most markets in the United States, is a little bit slower than the entry level and the move up markets. So, for example, in Atlanta, if you are below $400,000, we have very limited inventory. In town, you know, it's a little bit different when you get into those higher price ranges. But luxury is sort of defined as the top 5% of a marketplace, which in Metro Atlanta is over $700,000.
Just real quick to cut you off for a second, Mark Spain Real Estate does not just deal in the upper 5% of homes in the Atlanta area.
No, quite the contrary. Actually, we serve anybody and everybody.
I just want people to know that, you know, you're not just a luxury home.
No, in fact, I mean, our goal, frankly, is to provide the same level of service to every customer that we do business with, whether it's a $30,000 home that, you know, maybe is a rental property all the way up to the luxury.
Okay.
So, no, we love, you know, working all with any and all buyers and sellers looking to buy.
Is there a difference in time if I'm a middle-ranged house compared to a luxury house compared to a lower level house of what's a better time of year to post one of those or put one of those up for sale? Or when I gotta go, and no matter what size house I have, that's when's a good time is.
So, you know, generally speaking,
Do luxury houses do luxury houses sell better in the winter or the summer or a mid-size house? I'll just keep interrupting until I ask the right question.
Perfect. Yeah.
Do mid-size houses sell better this time of year or in the spring or summer? Or,
you know, what I would say is luxury is where you're going to probably see a little bit better luck in the spring and the summertime.
Okay.
You know, entry level, you know, obviously we're thinking about young professionals or somebody maybe, because, you know, what typically drives single family home ownership is when there's a marriage with children. So when you look at a marriage and then add on children, the home ownership rates go up about 20 or 30% once a kid comes in the picture. But so for entry level, right, like those are the homes that maybe people are buying right when that family forms, or maybe it's a young professional with a great income that buys a home before getting married. And so entry level tends to do well throughout the year, and that first move up tends to do well throughout the year. It's not to say if your home is kind of in that second tier move up or even in that luxury market that it's impossible to sell. It just may take a little bit longer this time of year.
Got it. Joined in the studio today, John McCarowitz. He's here from Mark Spain Real Estate. The phone lines are open for you at 404-872-0750. Feel free to jump on board. I have some questions, but I'd rather hear from the listeners. We're out here to serve you and see what's going on. Do you guys, this is another just a question I didn't have written down. Do you sell apartment buildings? If I own an apartment building, or is that a commercial? Do you do commercial work?
We don't. No, okay. We try to keep a kind of a narrow focus in the sense of really trying to like do one thing really well. So we really work with residential resale homeowners.
Would you sell a condo in a building if I had a building full of condos? Not me. If I was living in a building full of condos and I wanted to get out of my condo, would you sell that condo?
Absolutely. Any sort of existing resale property, whether condo, townhome, or single family home, that's our bread and butter.
Does it have to have a house on it? What if I had 60 acres of land I wanted to sell?
You know, we would generally probably shy away from that just because it's such a different transaction. There's a lot of, due diligence that takes place when somebody's acquiring a piece of property of that size, and we want to leave that to the folks that specialize in that type of work.
How's the market right now?
You know, the market's actually year over year compared to 2018 is actually just a sort of a moderate improvement, which is a good signal. And frankly, even as we look at 2020, we're expecting more of the same, particularly in the, you know, entry level and first and second move up home sector. So I think we're going to have another great year next year. Our biggest challenge is limited inventory. So if you've been on the fence about selling, now is a wonderful time to sell because there is still a lot of competition for homes in those, those tiers of, pricing that I mentioned. And because of that, you know, sometimes there's even competition between buyers. Multiple offers typically mean better offers.
Yeah.
So, you know, that depends on the area and a variety of factors. But because inventory is so low, what's really happening is the new construction home builders, because of the cost of land having risen so dramatically over the last few years, the cost of materials having risen, you know, China and India and all these kind of second world countries are starting to buy up a lot of this stuff. And then on top of that, there's what's called regulatory costs, which is, you know, kind of the idea that a lot of cities now are starting to put a lot of zoning restrictions in place and certain materials have to be used and they're restricting what types of properties can be built. So all those costs have made it challenging for the new construction home builders to keep up with demand. So if you're a resale home seller, it's a great time to sell.
404-872-0750 is the number. You ready to go to work?
Let's do it.
Hope you're getting paid for this. You getting paid for this? Because if you're not, I'm not getting commission.
I'll send my W-9.
I need a 7% commission on all this work here. Let's start the show here. Let's go to Jeff in Ackworth. Jeff, you're on the Home Fix-It show on WSB. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. What
great,
can we
Jeff.
Do for you?
I'm looking at a piece of property up in the Hiawassee area and just wanting to know if you actually need a buyer's agent to help you through with negotiating with the seller's agent.
That's a good question.
And if there's very much room to negotiate price on that.
Yeah, so, simple answer, no requirement to have an agent. Sellers have no requirement to have an agent. It's an optional service. We would typically recommend it, especially if it's a more complex transaction. Emotions run high in the real estate transaction, and when you're working directly with the selling agent, you know, they're not looking out for you. And so it's just one of those things. They may say, oh yeah, this, that, and the other thing. And you rely on that information, but ultimately they owe you no duty. They have to disclose and they can't lie or, you know, misrepresent things to be clear, but they're not looking out for you. So you just want to keep that in mind. A buyer agent, is typically compensated by the seller. And so in a sense, it's a free service to the buyer. So if you've never bought land before, it's your first time buying a piece of property, I would encourage you to look for a reputable buyer agent in your area who can help navigate that, and more specifically, one that has some experience dealing in land.
So the buyer agent and the other agent shouldn't be the same person?
I would highly, yeah.
Could they be the same company? Is that still?
That is okay. There are some disclosures that have to take place when two agents from the same company represent two parties in a transaction. That's what's known as designated agency, because the broker is ultimately in charge. And so the premise is all confidential information is kept secret between those two parties, but it has to be disclosed.
Those weren't air quotes when you said secret. Were those, you didn't go secret between the two?
Well, you know, just that idea that, you know, nothing should really be changing hands between those two agents. It's almost as if they have to treat it as if they're different brokers. So, you know, something that could come up is maybe it is a sales meeting, a listing agent says, oh, this buyer or this seller of mine's really motivated. At that point, technically, no buyer agent that heard that comment should represent a buyer in that transaction. So you got to be really careful. That said, it happens all the time. Most agents are honest and ethical and will do the right thing in that situation. So if it happened to come up, but it may make sense to look for one at another brokerage, especially since he's already engaged with the listing agent.
Let me ask a question for you, Jeff, real quick. Suppose Jeff wants this property. He knows he wants this property. He likes the price. Can he then go get a buyer's agent with an understanding with the buyer's agent that you're going to get 5%, I'm making up numbers, you're going to get 6% of this, I want 3% of your 6%, or I want half of what you get?
That can happen, for sure. It has to take place. I mean, a negotiation, it has to be disclosed. Everybody has to know what's going on. A lot of buyer agents wouldn't agree to it. It would depend on the circumstance. But yeah, that is possible.
I'm making you money, Jeff.
I appreciate that. That was the part two of my question.
Oh, okay.
You know, how much room to negotiate on just, you know, like I said, just 3 acres of land, nice mountain views. But I think it's a little high price, but...
And I think that's where a good buyer agent will come in, because they'll help pull a comparative market analysis, look at what's going on in the area, what other lots have sold for in the last 3 to 6 months, and advise on a good price to go in at, and then help navigate that whole negotiation process for you. So just from a time and convenience standpoint, it makes sense, given that the seller will more than likely be the one paying the commission anyway.
Sometimes it's easier to get a professional negotiator in there for you than to try and... You know, they say 300 grand. Oh, what do I say? Two and a quarter. And they say 295. And you go, all of a sudden you're up to 280.
Sure.
You know, you make that big jump and no, slower. But so that's a good reason to get somebody on your side, Jeff. Thanks for the call. We have to scoot. 404-872-0750 is the number. Brett, stay right where you are. There's a line open for you if you want to jump on board. We're going to jump on board the traffic center right now and see what's going on.
For the holiday.
This CD just came in, as a matter of fact. This is Reg Griffin singing. He used to work here. And he went into a recording career.
Really? Because I thought it was Perry Como.
Oh, I could be wrong. That's right. Reg is more of a bass.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah. 9:55 on your Saturday morning Home Fix-It show on 95.5 WSB. I'm Dave Baker. Your weather is brought to you by Findlay Roofing. For a free roof analysis, go to roofroof.com. You can make your appointment right there. No obligation, no charge. It's going to rain today. 100% chance of rain today. And it's going to be thinning out maybe-ish by 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Bulldogs kick off at 3:30, which is probably 3:40. So sounds like the first half will be in the rain. And then it'll be wet the rest of the time. But it'll be a great game, and you can hear every play right here on 95.5 WSB, your home of the Dogs. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios of WSB. I'm joined in studio by John McCarowitz from Mark Spain Real Estate. We're talking about buying and selling and what you need to do to get your house ready to go on the market, or if it's a good time to go on the market, or if it's not a good time to go on the market. Let's go to Brett real quick. Brett is in Milton. Brett, you're on the Home Fix-It show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Funny show, man. Love it every weekend.
Great. Thank you.
So we recently lost my mom, and my dad is selling his home. Built in the late 90s, gated community. Decor is late 90s. And so he's trying to figure out how much of the home he needs to refurb before he puts it on the market. You know, there's some tape peeling on the walls, brass fixtures, spots in the hardwood. But so he's almost thinking about going in and tearing out all the floors, all the carpet, retaping all the walls, changing all the light fixtures. I assume he has a couple of hundred grand in equity in the home, and we're trying to figure out how to guide him into what he should do, what he should allow allowances for, with the goal of selling the house quickly. Other side of the question was, we've also heard that there are some people with nice furniture that you can have furniture as a bargaining tool to leave for the home, and just wanted to see your thoughts on it.
All right, Brett, I'm going to put you back on hold because there's going to be a little bit more to this answer than we have time for. But right after the news, the weather, the traffic, we'll be right back with you. And we'll talk about that. It's one of the things on my list to talk about, too, is how much should I put into selling my house? And is it better to do it myself or make allowances for it and equity and things like that? So we're going to be right in your wheelhouse here. Stay right where you are. Brett, Joe, stay right where you are. We'll have more of your calls at 404-872-0750. You're listening to The Home Fix-It Show on WSB.